Howdy. My name's David Lee Summers, and around this time of year, I like to watch good classic horror movies, something starring Vincent Price or one of the classics from Universal Studios. One of my favorites is the 1931 Dracula starring Bela Lugosi. Now in that movie, Renfield arrives at the castle, and he's startled when a pair of armadillos appear. Well, I'd be startled too, since they're not native to Transylvania, and I've long wondered how those armadillos got there. Well, after much research, I finally have the answer, and I'd like to share that with you today. The Armadillos of Castle Dracula. One day back in 1874, a gypsy with mail came to the door of Dracula's phantom castle on high, then skedaddled as sunset grew nigh. Below the horizon the sun did retreat, and the count found the letter all nice and neat. The vampire opened this rare piece of mail, and read that in Texas land was for sale. The count decided it was time for a change. He would go west, make a home on the range. Packing a carpet bag and three boxes of earth, he set out on his journey bound for Fort Worth. He arrived in that land all hot and dusty, drank blood from a maid, fiery and lusty. But he soon found cowboys tough as a boot. All they wanted was to drink and shoot. But all wasn't lost in that Lone Star State. He found armadillos stayed up late. They hunted by night and rested by day. He brought three home and told them to stay. One armadillo dug under the gate. In the neighbor's garden he ate and ate. Old man Hawthorne ran and grabbed his rifle. The armadillo's life he soon would stifle. The count was angered to lose his friend. Hawthorne's life he brought to an end. The count decided it was time to leave. He missed his castle. To it he would cleave. On his way home, the count called out a curse. Thorny bushes like Hawthorne must traverse the great state of Texas for many a year. No more realtors, said Dracula. They bring me no cheer.